This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
This current trajectory. There will be people who can no longer live in the cities that they call home today. There is food grown in this country that will no longer prosper in these soils. There is going to be massive migration of tens or hundreds of millions of people from countries that are literally uninhabitable or underwater that are above the sea right now. This is our final chance. The scientists are absolutely unanimous on this, that we have no more than 12 years to take incredibly bold action on this crisis. The crisis that could, at its worst, lead to extinction.
I think that the part of it that is generational is that millennials and people and, you know, Gen Z and all these folks that come after us are looking up and we're like, the world is going to end in 12 years if we don't address climate change. And your biggest issue is your biggest issue is, how are we going to pay for it? And, like, this is the war. This is our World War II.
This is our World War II. So it's Earth Day 2019. Total UN fraud about a global government taking control of every aspect of our lives and shutting down the West but putting no regulations on communist China and others. This is our World War II. This is our World War IV. The Cold War was World War III. I agree with the CIA on that. World War IV is an economic war being carried out. And when you look at the Hale-Bopp cult, they were a bunch of computer programmers out in Silicon Valley. They were prominent. And they said, you must be gay, you must cut your genitals off. And you must wear Nike tennis shoes and drink vodka and barbiturates and fly up to the comet. Because the world's going to end in 12 years. They were saying 12 years. And then you can fly up to the comet is their only chance to get to the spaceship. Jim Jones told them the world was going to end in a decade. And you need to drink that Kool-Aid right now to get beamed up to Jesus. And so when you see the new Democratic talking point that the Earth is going to be gone or we're all going to be dead in 12 years, I mean, Al Gore in 2003 and 2004 when he came out with an inconvenient load of baloney, he said that major coastal cities would be several feet underwater by 2017, and the northern and southern ice caps would be completely melted. Now, the northern and southern ice caps are the largest ever recorded. You know why? We've only had satellites up there that got good readings for 50 years. So in the last 50 years, this is what happens in the summer. If you're a TV viewer, you can see it. In the summer, the caps get smaller because a lot of it melts in the summer. And in the winter, they get bigger. But what's being recorded in the winter is the largest ice caps for the Arctic, that's in the north, and the Antarctic in the south. The largest ever recorded. But they'll point every year in the summer in the Arctic, by August, it's the opposite in the Antarctic, it's reversed, and they'll go, look, it's collapsing. The giant glaciers are collapsing. Glaciers always are collapsing. And the last ice age, 15,000 years ago, you ever wonder why you're out in the middle of a field in like Iowa and there'll just be a giant boulder and a bunch of round rocks everywhere mixed in with the soil? That's because glaciers came through over all those millennium and ground those rocks into perfect, and those will be rocks from Canada that are 1,000 miles south in areas of Kansas is where the ice age basically stopped, is up by the Oklahoma border. You'll just be driving along and there's just big round boulders everywhere because that pushed it all down. That's what they do. They go, look, they're melting in the summer. Run for the hills. We're all dead. God, help us. We're all dead in 12 years. This is Jim Jones cult garbage, and they're just brainwashed. It's like, it didn't work saying the cities would flood in 10 years like Gore said. Well, then just say the world ends. Just do whatever they say or you're dead.
I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart, the cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's, you've got the adults, you've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it. But you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
A dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Take the children and yourself and hide out in the cellar.
We have a lot of stunning, big, breaking news, and quite frankly, so much of it has come in that I'm going to try to refocus because this news is so momentous, and come back in about 5 minutes after this key report and cover it. I was going to play this report next hour, but it's a very important report. I'm going to play it now, and then I'm going to give you the new breaking news that has just come out, that just went live on NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com. And Paul's new great site that I'm really, really proud of, summit.news. And again, Paul still writes for us. We're good buddies. I want to explain this. My idea years ago was, Paul, you need to do your own thing part of the time so you feel good about it, so you have fun, so your own personality, because you've been working with me 19 years, and I can tell sometimes you don't want to be in my shadow, and you're not in my shadow. And sometimes you get penalized because of all the demonization I've been under. I'd like you to be your own person, which he took like a duck to water over, or a fish to water. And he's like, well, but yeah, but don't even plug Summit then, because, that's mine, and I don't want any help on it. And it's very successful. It's had millions of visitors in just the first 3 weeks. But I am going to plug it, and I am proud of it, because that's what real leadership is building the next generation and the next generation. And seeing them launch things. And it's a good-looking site. In fact, for TV viewers, click on one of the articles. Really good, nice design. I'm going to have Paul redesign InfoWars for me. But that's what it's all about. There's a lot of news at summit.news that is not on InfoWars.com or NewsWars.com. So please bookmark that. And here's the even better part about it, which is I foresaw the deplatforming coming. Paul doing his own thing, and out there, that gets around all the censors and controllers more. And so it's not getting censored on Twitter or Facebook or blocked. And so if they want to try to censor it, they'll have to make up their new story about Paul, but they don't just get to attach it to me because I have nothing to do with it other than the fact that, Paul's sitting in the nest and he's already done a lot of good stuff, and I just kind of came over and just kicked him out of the nest because that's what I want to do. Look, I'll be honest with the audience. I don't want to be doing this in 10 years. And it's not that I'm even lazy. It's that this is all I do. I sleep. I have dreams about the New World Order. All I do is fight them. But Mark of the Beast, world government, it's all coming. You all know I can't retire. But I have to somehow help launch people that have the potential to do as good as I've done or better. I'm not here trying to be the number one host. I'm not here trying to be the big swinging you-know-what. I'm trying to get the globalist off our backs. I'm trying to at least ban partial birth abortion. Because, see, they're pushing the envelope the other way. The Overton window to kill babies after they're born. I just want to stop the human-animal hybrids. I want to stop the admitted Department of Energy program that, that Clapper admits is spraying massive tons of aluminum dioxide of the air every day, added to jet fuel. And I got the patents, the contracts, it's all admitted. I just want my kids to have a future. And so I'm excited about Summit.News as well and some other projects other folks are involved in. It's very, very exciting. I mean, I feel good knowing Zero Hedge is out there. I feel good knowing DrudgeReport.com is out there. I feel good. Let's go ahead and go to Greg Reese's report, and we'll be back with the really big news. Stay with us.
Islam is an ideology based on the teachings of the Quran and the Hadith. While it is taught that the Quran is the literal word of God as taught by the Prophet Muhammad, we know that it was written after Muhammad died. It was assembled and officially released during the first three caliphates by a priest class of Islamic warlords. Curiously, several of the symbols chosen to represent Islam were prominent symbols in the Roman Catholic Church, such as the Babylonian symbol for Baal, the all-seeing eye, the seal of Melchizedek, and the Virgin Mother. A good Muslim is expected to accept the Quran and the Hadith as the word of God, and to emulate Muhammad as the perfect man. And as you study these books to learn how Muhammad lived his life, you will learn that the great prophet was a slave owner, a spousal abuser, a pedophile, and a polygamist. The Quran will teach you to fight and enslave all non-believers, and to never be friends with Jews or Christians. The Quran will teach you that going to war against Jews and Christians is virtuous, and that war is deceit. According to Islam, lying to non-believers is a virtue. Lying is such a virtue in Islam that there are four different varieties taught. Taqiyya, for example, is a lie to advance the cause of Islam by gaining the trust of non-believers. When Muhammad died, the Islamic priest class made it their priority to subjugate all Muslims, to murder, rape, and enslave the non-believers, and establish severe Islamic law in every land on earth. Over the next 1,400 years, millions of Christians and Jews were taken as slaves. Judeo-Christian societies were destroyed and replaced with Islam. When Rome finally retaliated, they ultimately failed to take back the Holy Lands. The Crusades were brief and mild compared to the Islamic caliphates. And yet, most Americans hear all about the Crusades, but nothing about the Islamic caliphates. We are often told there is no such thing as jihad. This should be alarming to anyone outside of Islam. The Islamic ideology of conquest has inspired other monsters in history. When the KKK was reformed in 1915, it was modeled after Islam, and their doctrine was named the Quran, which according to clan traditions means Koran. During World War II, the Nazi SS converted to Islam and aligned themselves with the Muslim Brotherhood. With much help from Barack Obama, the Muslim Brotherhood has infiltrated the Democratic Party in America. Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, and Keith Ellison identify themselves with Islam, They were sworn into Congress using the Quran, which means they can legally lie to the American people so long as it benefits Islam. They are openly aligned with organizations that support seeing Islamic law practiced in America. Challenging American freedom from within, these elected representatives attack Christians and Jews while scolding American citizens as racists and Islamophobes if we dare question their loyalties. Those who understand Islam can clearly see that jihad has come to America. In a 2011 poll, 24% of Muslims believe that military attacks against civilian non-believers is justified. Moderate Muslims claim the Quran is misunderstood and that inspiring jihad is not its purpose. But the difference between a religion that accidentally inspires mass murder and one that deliberately inspires mass murder is meaningless. Islam will never stop. And eventually, the need to defend our American way of life will outweigh the fear of being called racist. The question is, will it be too late? For NewsWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
Now, guard yourself for truth. I'm Alex Jones. We are Western Civilization Resistance.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax $10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Stuff I haven't gotten to yet. I'm about to cover, but I want to open the phones up for first-time callers who are Muslims and who think I'm wrong about all these Islamic attacks and who think maybe Sri Lanka wasn't Muslims, like CNN's saying. Seriously, because I have a gentleman who I respect. I know who he is. I know people that actually know him, who's in the Army, decorated, got injured in the military. They plan to set him up in the Fort Hood thing. He exposed that CIA operation. I don't know if I can go this far. He does know a lot of people that I know, who I was able to confirm, and I'm just going to leave it at that. We're going to have Zachary Claywan joining us, and, you know, he's Moroccan, comes from a prominent family, and, of course, places like Morocco or places like Jordan, they leave Christians alone, and they're more cultured and all the rest of it. And I get North Africa's barbarous, the Middle East, and so the whole world's been barbarous. But he was trying to get on the show yesterday, when I was, you know, going after Islam and how the left's allied with it and, you know, covering up these attacks and saying, hey, what about the CIA and the left always funding radical Islam? And I'm like, well, you got me there. That's true. That's been going on pre-Trump. And Trump's been trying to stop that and get Saudi Arabia to quit it. And so he is a smart guy from the inside. I mean, he knows a lot of famous people whose names I'm not, you know, wanting to name. And by famous, I mean interesting people in the military, interesting people in politics, interesting people in space exploration. I mean, people like Louis Farrakhan, just is one name I can say, but a lot of others. So he's an interesting guy, and he has given us a lot of good information that wasn't classified, but then tied in with the stuff I already had. So he's a smart guy. It's just that, I think we should not show the other side, but get a perspective on what is it like to be a Muslim who doesn't want to blow people up and kill people and who doesn't want to do this stuff to women. Because there are a lot of Muslims that are like that. And you call them, I guess, heretics? Or maybe not. The thing is, a lot of Muslims will call them heretics and come after them. So I want to open the phones up specifically for Muslims. You could be kind of American black Muslims, that's have a different vein. You could be a Sufi, you could be a Shia, you could be a Sunni. I think that's pretty much all the big groups. Alawite, I mean, I guess Sunnis, 79%. Shiites, like 19%. So you got another 2% of those other groups. I think I got that right. So I've studied this more than your average person, but don't know as much as somebody like Zachary Claywan, who will be joining us. That's coming up. But I want to hit these other stories here in just a moment. Some good news, though. But it's also some bad news. You know that InfoWars was number one in the news app on Apple. And so they just banned it. You still get it on Android. And then if they ban that, you still got it on that phone until you upgrade it. That's at InfoWars.com/show, InfoWars.com/app. But you know that. But take Cloud TV. With a K. That obviously owns a lot of other stations, programs, and things that Trump's been promoting, like One America News Network and things. And it is trending the fastest growing portal to TV and the internet. We launched a new page, as you know, a few months ago on a site that only has like 30-something million users, but it was still a lot of users because we were very, very high up with our old page we built 7 years ago. But we're going to number one in trending, but number one in news with our Roku system. And all that was just them putting our icon up and then linking through to our stream we send them. So they're selling a box. They're selling a subscription. They're making money off our content. But, the media said that's one last place he's on. We've got to ban that. Well, Cloud TV called me up, and they said, you know, you're on with us. And they said, you're already only been with us a year. You're already like number two out of thousands of feeds. RT, The Blaze, everybody. Well, we're now been number one. And what's happening is that it's just expanding out from there. It's just expanding out from there where we're growing to where we're going to be, have more viewers than everybody on there, basically, at current growth rates. And for whatever reason, that's what happens with any TV station or radio station or system we go on. So that's an exciting thing. It's not about, oh, look, we're number one on another platform. It's that the public wants this. It shows the globalist propaganda and brainwashing isn't working. That's the good news, is this is a real poll or a real gauge. And it shows us what's really happening. So here's the toll-free number to join us if you are a former Muslim, a current Muslim. You know, Islam's the only religion out there I know of that if you leave it, they can kill you. But, I mean, I want to hear from you. This is uncensored. This is unscreened. As long as your phone's clear and you don't cuss on air, change my mind, like Steven Crowder says. We should start a segment on here. You know, they say imitation is the most sincere form of flattery. I thought about that so much. Let's start a segment every week for maybe 2 hours, where we say, change my mind. Alex Jones, change my mind about Islam. Because I didn't like Dark Age Christianity, where they killed women for no reason, or killed people that tried to study herbs, or, you know, where they were burning people at the stake for no reason, or got out of control. I mean, I get religions can go wrong. And I've read a lot of stuff in the Quran. I've read the Quran that makes sense. I've read other stuff that sounds crazy. But you can say, well, that's interpretation. Whatever. Change my mind about Islam. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. Change my mind about Islam being this expansionist cancer. This is your time. In fact, why say first-time callers? If you may call before. If you're a Muslim or a former Muslim, and you want, or you have a husband or wife that's a Muslim, or a child that's converted to Islam, I mean, if you've got skin in the game, I want to hear from you, 877-789-2539. Now, I said I had some huge news. We're almost out of this segment already. But let me just tell you what's coming up in the next segment. Because this is some really good news. Report, Trump to declassify FISA docs in coming weeks. President to launch investigation, say reports. So that's the first big move we've been saying he should do. That's the Achilles heel of the deep state. So bravo to that. We'll tell you about that. And then the big enchilada that's up on InfoWars.com that's so important. Evidence shows Google's shocking deletion of Christianity. Tech giant celebrates Earth Day but completely snubs Easter Sunday. Wait till we show you all the evidence of that. And then, study, electric cars emit more CO2 than diesel vehicles. Of course they do. It's all a fraud. We'll be right back. Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore in a year and a half fight. But we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. time that it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies, and it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure and sign up for AutoShip. Then an additional 10% off, the 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out why the globalists don't want you to have the good halogen, what you have the bad halogens at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the king daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 Original, now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We haven't played this in a long time. Probably 5 years. It's an Irish singer. How do you say it? Krista Byrne? The song's called Revolution. It's a pretty song. It's like old.
Wake up, boys. There's a light at the window.
Kind of like a folk song fused with new.
I can hear someone knocking on the door. There are voices in the street. And the sound of running feet, and they whisper the word
revolutions.
There are men coming down from the valleys. There are tall ships flying off the coast, and they carry the light in the dark of the night, like a whisper in the wind. Bring my gun and a handful of silver. By the sea we will gather for the fight. It's been so many years, so many tears. We have lost once before, now we'll sail the shore. When our cannons will roar,
your phone calls. I want to be specific with the listeners. Please listen very carefully. We only have open phones for Muslims to call in right now. Or people that have converted to Islam, or people that have been born into Islam, or people that have gotten out of Islam. That's who we're taking calls from right now. Because I want to give you a chance to speak out against what I've been saying and to tell me that the attacks we saw were not Islamic in Sri Lanka, like CNN saying. The toll-free number to join us, ladies and gentlemen, is very easy. And then we'll put it on screen for TV viewers as well. But the number is 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. That's specifically who we're taking calls from. You want to call in? You want to challenge me? It's equal time. We got someone coming on next hour who wants to challenge me. Who's a good person, and I think, you know, there's other perspectives to all this. 877-789 Alex. Okay, that's next segment. Just a few minutes. We're going to get to it. We go right to your calls. Let's get into some of the other news breaking right now. Evidence shows Google's shocking deletion of Christianity. If you're a radio listener, you owe it to yourself, your family, and anyone else who just wants to be aware of the memory holding via 1984 of the dominant operating system that made us so successful. Go to Infowars.com or Newswars.com to see Jamie White's article that links to a tweet by Paul Watson. Evidence shows Google's shocking deletion of Christianity. By the way, Apple's done this. They're all doing it. Tech giant celebrates Earth Day, but completely snubs Easter Sunday. And notice they then use the symbol of the sun when the sun's coming back into Easter. And you click on it, and it's a whole video. Let's do that about the sun and about the equinox and all the rest of it. They'll take the most obscure leftist and make a whole big deal about it with the Google Doodle. But Christian holidays now are expunged and erased, and then the Clintons, the Obamas, all of them say, oh, we're so sorry, Easter worshipers got hurt by terrorists, but they won't say Muslims. And maybe we should just click on the doodle right there. That's a play button right there in the middle. Yeah, let's see the propaganda. Nothing to do with Christianity. Nothing to do with Christ. It's a pelican, the wandering albatross. So when you click on Earth Day, you learn about the pelican and how it's endangered. If you don't give your rights up to the Rothschilds or to the Clintons or the globalists, you're all dead. To AOC, the Earth is gone in 12 years. We're all dead in 12 years. Just do what they say. And so Paul, and it's in the article, and put that on screen, because my eyes are okay, but they're not that good anymore to read this, has all these different holidays that the Google just made up. And they'll show Muslim holidays, and they'll show Buddhist holidays, and they'll show, but they don't show Christian holidays. No, 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 sir. They'll show Japanese holidays. They'll show Chinese holidays. But they won't show a Christian holiday because Google is anti-Christian. Google is evil. Stories up on Infowars.com. Tech giant Google celebrated the globalist created Earth Day on its homepage on Monday, but chose to ignore Easter Sunday and Christianity's holiest day when Christ rose again. I forget the keys to hell and death. What does that tell you? Like, what is it about Christianity that Google covers up Islamic terror? Google covers everything up, but not Christianity. It just puts it into the phantom zone. Rather than show a cross, even colored eggs, or even Easter Bunny, Google showed nothing on its homepage acknowledging the Easter holiday. But it sure made the effort to celebrate Earth Day, which promotes the idea that humans are the scourge of the planet. Google's decision to ignore Easter is blatant and obvious when you consider the litany of obscure and little-known holidays Google chose to celebrate, such as Dunga Asina's 73rd birthday, Teacher's Day, and the 100th anniversary of Bauwans. Paul said Google, which acknowledges Earth Day and a myriad of other obscure days, did not choose to acknowledge Easter. Precisely nothing. And that's what they do. Of course, this is part of the establishment's larger campaign to erase Christianity from history and the cultural consciousness. For example, former President Obama and presidential loser Hillary Clinton referred to the hundreds of Christian victims of Sri Lankan Easter bombings as Easter worshippers, all in unison, dehumanizing Christians. Additionally, just look how the media covered the Sri Lanka terror attacks versus the Christ Church attack, where they downplayed Islam's role with the bombings, but then blamed all white people for the mosque shooting in New Zealand. A very important article up at NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com. We're going to go to break and come back with your calls in a minute and some other breaking news I haven't gotten to yet. But please don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, without you, we're not here. And I'm selling T-shirts pretty much at cost right now. We have to stop the sales. A lot of them have almost sold out. But it's 50% off all apparel, ball caps, you name it, InfoWarsStore.com. Great way to trigger libtards, great way to spread free speech, great way to meet friends and folks you didn't know. Got to wear your colors loud and proud, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139. There's another big special on the site as well. Get a bottle of Brain Force, you get a free bottle of Knockout, a 1-2 punch.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You found it. The tip of the spear. The vaunted InfoWars. The enemy of the globalists. The most censored broadcast in the world. What a sales pitch. If our listeners just say, hey, you've heard Alex Jones demonized, right? Yeah. Why don't you hear what he's saying? They go, well, he used to be on YouTube and Facebook. I can't hear him anymore. Really? Infowars.com, Newswars.com, hundreds of radio stations, hundreds of TV stations. Number one on cloud TV, Infowars.com/show. Tomorrow's news today. Okay, we've got some Muslims have called in. I appreciate Hattie and Mo and Alex and Ian and Amar calling in. We're going to go just right down the line here from Hattie, who's calling in from Detroit, and then Mo in Texas and Alex in California and Ian in Arizona and Amar in Georgia. Amar's from Bosnia and Ian's a convert, from Muslim convert. And we've got Alex from Armenia. You've got Mo in Texas. All these areas, it was formerly from Lebanon, all these places were formerly Christian. Just thought I might put that out. Converted via conquest, but maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they can teach me I'm wrong. Hattie in Detroit, I appreciate you calling in. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I appreciate you calling in.
Man, pleasure, man. Pleasure to be on the line with you. I'm a huge fan. Maybe I really don't know where to start. Maybe you ask me a few questions. Maybe
no, if you've heard what I'm talking about, you've seen what's happening in the world, the clash of civilizations. So I don't support going into Muslim countries and killing people, but I also don't support Muslims moving into the United States or Europe and making us adopt their stuff.
Absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of different types of Muslims. Like you brought up Sunni and Shia yesterday on live. Not every Arab is born Muslim. I'm from a country called Lebanon. I don't know if you know, you've ever heard of Lebanon. It's a very
Lebanon's just north of Israel. I know all about Lebanon.
Yeah, it's a beautiful country. Muslims and Catholics, Christians, they live together in harmony. It's like it's just a perfect country. No violence. I mean, I really don't know what to tell you to change your mind. I totally agree. I mean, I'm just, you can ask me a few questions, man, please.
Well, just what do you make of maps we can put on screen of since Muhammad, 1400 years ago, massive expansion of Islam, and then almost all Muslim countries. You mentioned Lebanon. That's one of the few where Christians aren't persecuted that much. Syria was like that until recently. And just, I mean, what do you make for most Muslim countries being 99% Muslim?
I mean, that's just what they want. Like you've mentioned it before. I don't disagree with you. They just only want Muslims in their country.
Well, you know, Lebanon used to be majority Christian, and then the Christians live side by side with Muslims. But you know, there's been an exponential increase in attacks on Christians in Lebanon now.
What is it?
There's been we put the headline back up. I don't just believe the BBC, but it was true. There's been exponential Lebanon Christian village hit by multiple suicide attacks. So you're right that you can say Lebanon's almost a model of Christians and Muslims living in somewhat peace comparatively, but that's now stopping.
I'm sure if that did actually happen, it was most likely an outsider. I know Lebanese people, you never hear of any, not only Lebanese, just Shias. They really don't do that.
Now, I agree with that. It's usually people funded, out of Saudi Arabia or wherever, or Iran that come in, and I agree. It's always those groups. But how are they then able to come into these Muslim areas and get Muslims to then basically go along with the radical takeover?
I mean, they really just brainwash. You see what the radical Muslims do. They target famous rich people, young guys from London. They bring them in, and they just brainwash them. They tell them this is the religion when it's just a lie. It's just not how it goes down.
Well, what you're saying is true. The CIA, the Lepus Foundations, have been going out for 50 years and handing out millions of textbooks to Arabic children, teaching them 4 plus 4, you know, 4 hand grenades plus 4 machine guns equals kill the infidel. So why do you think the West, if you agree with me, has been actually trying to radicalize Islam?
The West isn't here in America?
I mean, certain globalist groups have been trying to radicalize Islam.
You know, man, they probably just think that they just need one religion in the world, and that's just not going to happen.
Well, that's the Albert Pike plan, is actually get Christians and Muslims to kill each other and then bring in the Lucifer religion. I think you're on target there. I think you're on target. I think I overcompensate because the media defends radical Islam so much and covers up for it that then it makes me attack anybody that's a Muslim. And I'm just going with my gut here. But I do see a larger hidden hand manipulating it. Thank you, Hattie. Who's up next here? Is Muslim from Lebanon. Let's go. We'll go to Mo in a minute. But Iram, from Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead. What's your view on all this?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. First of all, I just want to thank you for having me on here.
Thank you.
And it's crazy because for a very long time I've been listening to you. And when it comes to politics, the left, and all the New World Order stuff, I read some of your work. I agree with you. But when it comes to, I guess it's mainly from your other co-hosts, like Joseph Paul Watson, where they have slandered and demonized my religion into simply as a cult. But as I've been on articles commenting, many people, be on the comments and just not challenging, but just having a dialogue, just trying to show that, hey, I practice my religion, I read the Quran, the Sunnis, I read all that stuff for so long, and I see nothing evil. So it just dawned upon me.
Well, that's the paradox. Why do you think, Obama did fund the Arab Spring to put ISIS and Al-Qaeda in charge of all these countries that were not against the U.S. and let people live in peace. I mean, I see the left trying to fund radical, hardcore, aggressive Islam that's just going to cause a world war and everybody killing each other. I mean, maybe you disagree with that, but I mean, do you have any comments on the left's alliance with expansionist Islam?
Yes. My take on it is, I would say it all started from 1948. When they founded Israel, the whole point, because when you look at even before then, the Middle East wasn't as dismantled as it is now. But as soon as you added Israel, and I have nothing against Jews, I love Jews, I know a lot of Jewish friends. When you add that the Zionist state and their whole goal is to control and consume all of the Lebanon area, which is Lebanon, Palestine, Jordan, and Syria. Then that's kind of how it started. Like, I guess in my perspective, it's like this whole entire Judeo-Christian type alliance of,
you've said something very true here, and I'm not against Israel itself, but what you said is true. People are asking me, because it came out in Rothschild documents, it came out in WikiLeaks, that Soros wants to basically break Israel up, but have a huge war that then consumes the Middle East. And people emailed me and they called me and I saw it in the news. Well, wait, Jones is saying that the Rothschilds are against Netanyahu. They publicly tried to finance against him. They own the Economist magazine saying that Bibi's the devil. Whether you like Netanyahu or hate him, there's different factions in Israel. And the point is, he just wants Israel to be there and successful. The Rothschilds have a plan to destabilize the Middle East. They believe bring in world government out of the crisis and make a world government form around that. And it gets very biblical and very occultic. But it's actually true that their plan is to use Israel to destabilize and trigger a world war. And it gets into Albert Pike and all the rest of it. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. And just to add a little bit further, and it kind of goes back to what happened after 9/11. When as soon as 9/11 happened, we went straight into the invasion of Iraq, and we already knew what happened before Iraq.
And then that was used to destabilize the Middle East and then bring in the Arab Spring and the collapse of the European borders.
And then you have a generation of Iraqi and Syrian youths who see America as the enemy because you simply have because you see the American.
No, I get it. PNAC says it. Yeah. Clash of civilizations. Go in, attack the Muslims, kill a bunch of them, and then get them to attack us. No, I agree with you. So what do we do about that?
Honestly, my thing is we need to separate this barbaric, occultic, psychopathic form of Islam, which these people who use my religion as a political agendic ways. We need to separate that from that to what Islam truly is. The same religion that I practice, the same religion I've read about, same that, my own uncle read about. That's what we need to do. It got to a point where people had blurred between.
Aram, you're really smart. So I said, change my mind about this. And I meant just to have a debate because there's two sides of everything. Don't hang up. And we've got another guest coming on, but he'll be happy to take calls as well. Aram, stay there. We got more of your interesting calls. Stay with us.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.